You're listening to The Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network. Here's Anthony Pepe and friends.
Hanging out with my friend Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors. What's that website again?
EastCoastSportsInvestors.com. You see, I didn't say the www.
Thank you. Now you sound really hip and cool like the kids. You know,
I'm beastie.
You're a beast.
A beast.
Beastie boys.
There you go.
Yes. I had a young kid text me earlier today. I said something. He said, "Thanks, beast." Now, I didn't know if that was like the cool, hip terminology, like he's calling me a beast, like I'm awesome, or like he was making fun of me. Because, like, when I call someone a beast, it's not positive.
Oh, no. See, for me, I do. When I say you're a beast, that means you're good. You're awesome.
Really?
You're a beast. You know, like, when you're in beast mode, like, you know, Mr. Skittles.
I get that, but when, I'm trying to understand the terminology. Like, when the kids say it's lit, like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I say it's lit. My girls look at me. My girls are 14 and 13. They go, "Dada, don't say that. You sound like an idiot."
When I say it's lit, that usually means the grill's on.
or Pepe's drinking again.
Exactly.
Let's go to the Progressive Insurance guest line. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Call or click today and find out if they could save you hundreds on your car insurance. Joshua Briscoe covers the Kansas City Chiefs. At Arrowhead Report, at KC Sports Network, and, of course, at Sports Radio 810. Hey, man, welcome back to the Diehards. It's great we're doing an interview and your team's still involved.
Yeah, it's great to be here, guys. And like you said, you can go to http://www.arrowheadreport.com if you want to check out any of that.
Are you older like us, or are you making fun of us?
No, listen, I'm having a great time. I'm not passing any judgment whatsoever.
All right.
I'm in a spot right now. I'm 29, so I'm at a point where I've been the youngest. I've been the youngest person at the radio station for a long time, and now the interns are like a full like two graduating classes younger than me. So I'm beginning to experience some of these things, and I can't say I love it.
All right, you're 29 years old. So can I say you're lit?
I think lit is maybe not the phrase for you, but I think you guys can definitely go into beast mode. I think beast is definitely within your realm.
So and literally, a dude texted me, and he's similar your age, and I sent him something, and he said, "Thanks, beast." And I didn't know how to respond. I'm like, is he making fun of me? Am I cool? Like, can I go have a beer with this kid? I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, that's absolutely a compliment. I think you give the energy of a beast, but again, you're like a beast in the booth. Again, like, think Marshawn Lynch really opened this up for everybody. I think this is all good for you.
All right. Hey, man, the game yesterday, were you surprised how easily the Kansas City Chiefs made it look? And again, I know it was only a 17-10 game, but I'm watching this from New England, 20 minutes west of where the Patriots play.
And
Used to play, yeah, you're right. And I'm from afar. I'm a big Kansas City Chiefs fan. I'm a big Mahomes fan, and I love what they do. I'm a big Fat Genius fan, Andy Reid. But at the end of the day, I saw that first series, and even the second series, and I'm going, there's no way Kansas City is losing this game. They're confident. They're driving. They're successful. They're doing Chiefs things. It just seemed like it was just too easy.
Well, and it's hilarious because so much of this season, like the story of this season for the Chiefs, is that nothing has been easy.
Yeah, you're right.
Teeth. So it's why those first two drives on both sides of the ball, the Chiefs come out, have an absolutely perfect start to this game. They come out, again, so they go for it on fourth down, they score a touchdown, they turn the Ravens right around, and then the Ravens end up getting a little bit of speed back again, one crazy Lamar Jackson play. But then after that, I mean, the Chiefs didn't score in the second half, and they didn't need to. The Ravens had that touchdown early on, Lamar doing Lamar things kind of play, and then didn't score again until a kind of sad Justin Tucker field goal in the fourth quarter. So I can't say it wasn't stressful, because it still was. But with the offense making it look easy out of the gate, like you said, and the defense being as incredible as it's been, all of a sudden it's a game they're in control of the whole time, which is a really, yeah, to answer your original question, kind of surprising considering how this year went.
Joshua, it's Jeff Dawson. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You talk about the defense, and again, when we talk Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, the list is endless.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, the Swifties, that's for another show. Mm-hmm. We'll bring them back for two segments on that one.
Let's do it.
The thought process, though, is This team, amazingly now, is 17-2 to the under in
still
the second
very
half.
Good. Yeah.
So the thought process moving forward against the rematch for 2020 is, hey, let's survive the first two quarters. We know what we're going to do at second half. Is that the mentality that Chiefs fans have been taking here for the last 2 months?
It's taken a long time for people to accept that that's legit because, you know, the Mahomes years up to this point have been high-flying offense, and then last year was different, you know, without Tyreek Hill, but they end up winning the Super Bowl and the offense still looks like itself. That is an incredible stat about the second half, and it makes me feel even stupider for not hopping on the second half under like I usually do on the Kansas side. I didn't do it when they scored 3 points. So thanks for rubbing that in. But no, that is a testament to Steve Spagnuolo. It's a testament to Chris Jones in the second half, this defense altogether. It really has been an incredible thing to watch, what is now unquestionably the best defense Patrick Mahomes has ever had supporting him. And really, they were the best unit on the field yesterday. The Chiefs defense was the best thing going, maybe in both championship games of all four teams. And that really... I was optimistic about this defense for a lot of reasons. This coaching staff is really, really good for, like, tangible reasons. But even I have to sit back and just kind of admire the work that they've done.
We got about 3 minutes left here. I have to ask you this question. You're a lot closer to the source than we are. There's been some hints, some rumors. Shefty has brought it up not once but a couple times that there is a potential. Let's say Chiefs win the Super Bowl, that Andy Reid could be moving on. And there's a gentleman that's not too far from us.
I just hope he keeps doing the State Farm commercials.
Yes, that they have hinted what better than if Andy leaves that you bring in someone like Bill Belichick to take over. Have you heard anything crazy like that?
No, and guys, I just don't see it. I'd be really surprised. I'm not, like, reporting anything. I don't have any secret info. But Andy Reid has always talked like he's going to play out at least the rest of his contract, which I think would go for perhaps 2 years beyond this. Also, that guy you're referring to is significantly older than Andy Reid, which never comes up, it feels like. Look, if Andy decides he just wants to step away and spend time with his grandkids and you know, step away from football, that's fine. But I believe him when he said in years past that this is the most fun it's been for him because he finally has a quarterback who can do all of the things he's been dreaming up for his entire football life. So I really don't see it coming for either him or Travis Kelce, for that matter. Two birds, one stone. I think Andy Reid's going to keep enjoying this for a while. It may be a surprise whenever it happens, but I'd be really shocked if it happened after this season.
Joshua, in all seriousness, when we talk about the hipness and coolness and beast mode and lit and all that nonsense and the Taylor Swift nonsense, you're 29 years old. Again, I'm 52, a little bit older than you. But at the end of the day, I'm a marketing guy, and I appreciate great branding and marketing. And the whole Taylor Swift thing, people are off the handles about it. I saw a stat today. Equivalent brand value Taylor Swift has generated for the NFL and the Chiefs, $331.5 million. Again, I look at that as such a huge positive. And I know I'm maybe the minority. People are sick of her on the screen and this or that or whatever. But at the end of the day, if the Chiefs are playing great football and winning games, who cares if they pant to Taylor Swift two or three times a game? Would you rather the owner or an old curmudgeon GM? Like, who cares if they turn to Taylor Swift or Kelce, Travis Kelce's brother, who's getting bleep faced in the crowd, who's very entertaining? To me, it just adds value, and I don't have a problem with it as a 52-year-old man, but I'm curious as a 29-year-old dude, like, covering the team, is this Taylor Swift thing out of control, or is it just, I file it in my Who Cares folder, I kind of like it, and I think it's good for the sport, but again, I'm the minority probably.
No, not with me or not, and I don't think you'd be the minority in Kansas City at all. The whole thing has gone from, like, surreal to just like, oh, she's on the field, pointing at Andy Reid, glowing to see her. And
yeah, it's
and
awesome.
Andy Reid's wife right behind her. It's a blast.
Yeah.
The entire thing has taken the Chiefs international in a way that never could have been expected. Clark Hunt, he has done a lot of good things for Travis Kelce, and now he owes Travis Kelce some significant marketing value, to your point. But she's excited and supportive, and they seem very happy together, and they're having a good time, and it's created this entire, like, weird kind of crossover subculture of Swifties learning football and football heads, you know, dads with younger daughters who maybe haven't cared about the sport up to this point, having something to connect on. It's been really fun, and I honestly believe everyone could have fun with it if they just loosen up a little.
And loosen up a little. And again, I don't want to get mushy here, but on the field, it looks like they really like each other. It's not like this fabricated Aaron Rodgers, Danica Patrick relationship. it looked like they actually like each other and care about each other. So you know what? It's real life. It's kind of cool. Everybody relax and shut the bleep up.
Especially here, man, because again, the tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs is arm in arm with the most famous woman in the world on the field of the AFC Championship game, which they just won again to take
really cool.
the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years. This is an unprecedented time here. I'm just happy to embrace all of it.
Hey, Joshua, thanks for being such a cool dude. You're a lit beast.
Beastly time with you both. Anytime, guys.
Thank you, Joshua.
Thanks, buddy.
No cap.